Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breeze calls signals, gives it off to McAllister on the delay, and look at Deuce Power's way to the goal line, and he is in. Deuce McAllister just running right through and right over the Giants.
I don't know how many guys the franchise had had in history who were 220, 230 pounds, who ran like the wind, and that was Deuce.
McAllister breaks through. Deuce is loose.
Deuce who's on the loose.
Deuce loose again.
Later in the drive, Deuce on the loose.
McAllister inside the 15, still going inside the 5, touchdown. How about Deuce McAllister?
Breeze has hit 8 different receivers in this game. He gets it to McAllister, and Deuce McAllister is into Chicago territory.
McAllister, good hold for him. Turns it into a big gainer. Here comes the race toward the goal line. Tripped up, goes in, touchdown. What a run by Deuce McAllister. 76 yards.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted by Tracy Porter. You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
You can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
A franchise that was born 8 months after the first Super Bowl game. They struggled for years. They have been the full embodiment of their community. A sign of hope. For the Saints, they sought respect. And I tell you, Mardi Gras is about to break out here in Miami.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It's great to be able to preview this game a little bit with someone who knows a lot about it. Deuce McAllister now joining us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We have Dennis Allen here in Chicago running the Bears defense. Love to know what you think of DA and his style of defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, before we start that, I have to give thanks for allowing you guys, for you guys to allow me to be able to come on and just speak with you and, you know, here's what I want to throw out there. Now, I won't take anything away from my career because I thought, you know, I did as much as I could. But Dave Wannstedt, go back to 2001 draft. You ended up taking, I think, A-Train. I visited Chicago. I met with your coaches twice. I thought I was going to follow in Walter Payton's footsteps, being a Mississippi guy, to be another tailback, to be able to say, hey, I'm a Chicago Bear and I'm a Bear tailback. So I'm going to just throw that out there first, and now we can talk about the Saints and the
So wait, you don't know how perfect that is, Deuce, because on every Thursday – we talk with Dave Wannstedt in studio. He's going to be in studio in 90 minutes.
In 90 minutes, we're going to have a bourbon with that man.
You ask him about that. I visited there, and here's something where it even gets going. Coming out of high school, I visited Notre Dame. But they brought me up at the wrong time. I'm from Mississippi. So you don't bring a young man up from Mississippi during January. When I got off the plane in Chicago and South Bend, they could have put me back on the plane. It was like, I mean, the weather right there, it was like, yep, we can, loved it, love touchdown, Jesus, love everything about it. But you don't bring a young man from Mississippi up in the snow in January to say, hey, welcome to our beautiful campus. But that's another story as well. So, but no, you get on Dave Wannstedt and tell him I would have wore duo out. He'll know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, but, you know, I'm trying to look at this draft, though. In 2001, they took David Terrell at number 8.
No, you took David Terrell at number 8.
Yeah.
Who did you take at your second round pick?
The second round pick, but you were gone, Deuce.
No.
You went.
Who did you take at your second round pick?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm scrolling down. I'm scrolling down, but you were gone by the time they made that second round pick.
So what does that tell you, though?
And then they got Anthony Thomas.
There should have been a different pick at number 8 is what I'm trying to tell you.
So you're
not following close enough. You took the number 1, David Terrell, who I have a lot of respect for, but you're not listening to what I'm telling you. And at number 9, and what was that, pick number 8?
It was pick number 8, and Anthony Thomas not till number 38,
Yeah, and pick number 9, who I visited as well, with San Francisco 49ers, who took a local defensive lineman from Stanford. And so, yeah, but that's not why we were supposed to be talking here. But those were just a couple of teams that I remember fondly. And so when I played against them, you had a little extra ump. You had just a little bit of ump because I spent so much time with Chicago, and I spent so much time with San Francisco that I knew for sure that those would be the teams that and the other one was New England. I knew that those would be the teams that would pick me, and neither one of them did.
All right, so DA is not playing in the game, but he is coaching in the game, and he spent a lot of time in New Orleans. What was your experience like with him?
Loved him. He is a fiery guy. He's not going to be one that, you know, a lot of people may get on him about, you know, maybe sometimes not showing emotion. His players will know exactly where he is going to stand. He will let you know when you're doing well. He will let you know when you're doing not so good. I mean, but he runs a complicated system, and if you can't understand that system, you may have a limited playbook. And so I may only can use you for a certain amount of plays or certain packages per se. But, I got to know DA not only from a coaching standpoint, but also from a personal standpoint as well. And so, you know, you're not pleased anytime it doesn't work with a coach, as far as particularly at a head coaching position, but you knew that he would fall on his feet or at least be able to, hey, get another opportunity. And, you know, you just hope that he gets another shot as a head coach. But right now, you know, he's the DC now, and you have more than that. You have a couple guys. Coach Richard is one of the offensive line coaches, correct?
Yeah, Dan Rauschauer is our number 1. He's the main offensive line coach, doing a pretty good job, it seems. Yeah.
Yep, and so I have a very familiar with Dan as well and spend a lot of time with him. And so, you know, I like the staff. I like the staff. I like what they've done so far with that team. And they'll tell you, hey, look, you know, we're still a long way from where we want to be, but you're excited with the success that they've had, you know, over the last 3 games. And, you know, it's just, how can you get better? How can you get a little bit better? And that's kind of where they are, you know, as they try to build and change, you know, change things around.
So what are they getting? What are these Bears getting in the 1-5 Saints? I mean, you've played some close games and some good games. What kind of effort level? What kind of connectivity does this team have?
Well, they're a connected group. They're a frustrated group, and I think that their frustration stems from, you know, not being able to close out some games that you felt like that you should have won. And so, you know, whether you talk about the last game against New England or a couple of games at, you know, even Buffalo for about three quarters, you played really, really well. And, you know, the only game that you really didn't play well was Seattle, and that was your first road game. And so we know this is a road game as well. I think the approach will be a lot different, and it'll be more like the Buffalo approach instead of, you know, not to say that it was not understanding that, hey, some places are tough and you can't fall behind. And I think Chicago is the same way. If you fall behind early against that, it's just like, all right, you can hang it up because you really don't have a chance. And so they've gotten better. They've gotten better. And so really for me, it's the red zone offense. I mean, and from a defensive standpoint, can you not fall behind early? Because you go back and look at, I guess, four straight games, or they've given up, you know, 14 points or better in four straight games defensively. Offensively, they've struggled in the red zone. I mean, and they if their kicker isn't leading the league in made field goals, he's top five, just because he's taken a lot of them. And so, you know, those are two areas where we would kind of see, hey, where are things standing? Those are two things that, you know, from a fan's perspective, to kind of be on the lookout for.
What has Spencer Rattler gotten right when he's quarterbacking?
One of the things that he's gotten right, you can tell that he understands, hey, here's my first read, here's my second read, here's where I want to go with the football. I don't have to force things. He's used his legs probably a little bit more, and he's understood his protections a lot better this year. And not that he didn't last year, but I think the game was moving so fast for him. The game still probably needs to slow down a little bit for him, but he understands where pressure is coming from. He understands where my outlet is. And even, you know, when you get to cover two or Tampa two look, and, you know, you've got man-to-man on the backside, if he can step up in the pocket, he's not afraid to be able to run, but he's done a good job of keeping his eyes down the field.
Well, and you've got weapons, man. I mean, Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed can burn. Juwan Johnson's a real tight end. And, of course, Alvin Kamara and Brandon Cooks. I mean, these are real dudes you've got down there, aren't they, as a skill set?
You've got some weapons. They've just been inconsistent. And, I mean, that's the one thing offensively, they've been inconsistent. And the red zone is the biggest issue, though. I mean, for this team, they should be scoring more than 19 or 20 points or whatever it is. I mean, because you, like you said, you've got that type of talent. And so once they figure out how to consistently punch the ball in the end zone, then it's a totally different team. And, you know, not to say Spencer, he's missed some throws as well. But at the same time, his outside guys or the skill guys have to be a little bit more consistent.
With a really young coach, and a lot of people have been waiting on Kellen Moore for a while, what have you picked up about him? What's his style?
I think we're still learning. And I think for him, he's still learning. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean, hey, you know, he's still trying to figure out, what's my best 11? Is it 12 personnel? Is it 11 personnel? You know, what do we do really well that we can kind of hang our identity on? And so I think that for him, he's still trying to, you know, put that together as far as the team. And so we've seen him have a little fire as far as a head coach from an emotional standpoint, but he's an even keel guy. He's a guy that wants to be able to say, hey, look, this is your team, guys. From a player's perspective, this is your team. And so you've got veterans that have kind of been there, done that, that can lead, but now you just want them to have some success.
Man, it's going to be an interesting one. The Bears are getting the ball turned over, but the Saints don't turn it over. You're plus four in the turnover margin, only four turnovers lost in the season. But I was looking at this because the Bears have committed a lot of penalties, but the Saints have committed more. Mm. So there's some sloppiness going on for your bunch,
yeah,
Deuce.
100%. And that was one of the things that's kind of been almost a yo-yo. And it's, hey, you've got eight penalties and you've only given up 40 yards. I think, you know, most coaches, you want to cut down that number, but the yardage wise, they'll take that. But it's when you're doing and having those penalties. I mean, there was this a stretch here, and I know we're still early in the season, but the Saints would get you in third and long and still couldn't get off the field, whether it was via penalty or whether it was just you've got a team third and 15 and you give up 17 yards. And so it was just like, you know, those are supposed to be the money downs where you get off the field, and they were just having trouble in doing so. And, you know, it'd be the same thing. Third and 15 and you'd have – away from the ball, you would have a hands to the face, or you would have a holding penalty called. And so those things just can't happen. I mean, you can't have that be that lapse, whether defensively and or offensively in some of those situations, to, you know, give – the NFL is hard enough. You don't want to give a team multiple opportunities to convert.
Jarrett Payton, Walter's son, is a colleague of ours here at the radio station. Deuce, what did you love about Walter?
Well, I love Walter. I love Jared, his family. You know, I got to meet his family, a lot of the family, Jared's aunt and his grandmother from Mississippi. When he passed away, there was we honored him when I was back at school at Ole Miss, and I'll never forget it. We had a Thursday night game. I think it was the following week. It may have been that week. But we had a Thursday night game, and I wanted to honor Walter Payton. I mean, he was obviously one of my heroes, you know, kind of growing up, trying to, you know, knowing his story and knowing, you know, learning more about him. And I wanted to honor Walter. And so the opening kickoff, I was able to return it. We were playing Arkansas, able to return it, and, you know, had probably one of my better games in college. And, you know, not only from a rushing standpoint, but just overall game. And it was for me. It was just because I wanted to honor Walter Payton and the family and what he meant to not only me personally, but to the state of Mississippi, et cetera.
Maybe we got to send him a jersey. I know you're wearing a Bear, Deuce, but like maybe we got to send you one.
We might be able to do something, man, like that.
It's Bear Down, right? It's Bear Down. And so I've got a ton of friends. And like I said, you know, that was a team that you grew up kind of pulling for. And just because, you know, you knew some of the history and, you know, you can be a Bear fan and not necessarily pull for the Bears when they're playing against the Saints.
Trinidad Chambliss for Heisman, Deuce?
I like him. He's done a really, really good job. And so he's given Lane some outs and some opportunity. And, you know, how about the story that young man has had? And so I think that's just, you know, speaks to him as a person, but as a player, but just from a development standpoint as well.
We appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much for joining us. We love the intel.
No problem. Thank you all.
Thank you, Deuce.
It's Deuce McAllister.
It's pretty cool.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.